you, Chair. Mr. Chair, at the outset, we want to congratulate Ambassador Sterk for being nominated as President of the Annual Conference of High Contracting Parties this year and assure him of him and his team, this also includes you, of our fullest support. We fully align ourselves with the statement by the European Union and would like to add some remarks in our national capacity. As other delegations, we are deeply concerned by the use of devices relevant under this convention by the Russian Federation in its war of aggression against Ukraine, the corresponding risks for the population and the humanitarian consequences. In particular, we strongly condemn the use of anti-personnel mines by the Russian Federation on the territory of Ukraine, a state party to the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention. Austria remains firmly committed to amend the Protocol 2, which constitutes a crucial instrument of international humanitarian law, and that is contributing to our clear aim of reducing the humanitarian suffering and harm caused by mines, booby traps, and other devices. We share the view that efforts on universalization must be intensified. We reiterate our call to all states, and in particular all high contracting parties of the CCW who have not yet done so, to join this protocol or to take the step from the regular to the amended protocol. We remain concerned about the humanitarian implications and security threats of IEDs, including direct and reverberating effects of immediate, mid-term and long-term humanitarian consequences, of which often civilians bear the highest costs. Among the many important concerns related to IEDs, we wish to highlight the humanitarian effects which are of particular severe nature in populated areas. The negative effects include also security, political stability and socio-economic development. We further stress the importance of full involvement and equal opportunities for participation of both women and men, including encountering the threat posed by IEDs. A gendered impact of IEDs is well documented, duly taking into account the differential impacts of IEDs on women, girls, boys and men, facilitates countering the threat. Mr. Chair, mines other than anti-personnel mines has been another important area of the CCW and within the amended Protocol 2. Austria reiterates its continued concerns about the humanitarian impact caused by mortar bomb. We support the call for focused discussions on the issue within the Convention and join others in reiterating that there is scope for state parties to further examine this in the context of the protocol on how to best to minimize humanitarian harm arising from the use of mortar bomb in compliance with IHL, and this would also include the annual conference this year. Finally, Mr. Chair, I want to point out that a substantial part of the statement on behalf of the European Union could not be delivered, and maybe you could look into this issue and facilitate that the statement starts again from where it was interrupted. Thank you.